What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the T-Bone Zone with your host, your boy T-Bone. On a Monday? Yep, that's it. It's the full circle. We are doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday episodes. Yes, I know. I'm excited to do it a full week because I didn't do it last Monday. Got the idea not on Monday last week. So that's what I'm doing now. Expect to see it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now let's get in to Mondays. The first Monday episode is going to be a new one. Freshly squeezed new content. I know. Today we're looking at crazy court cases. This is America. We sue people. If you live in America, you immediately have the right to sue. I mean, I'm sure you have the right to sue people everywhere, but here, it's a tradition. You can't live in America without having to sue somebody. And we sue people over the most ridiculous reasons. The one that's probably the most popular is someone going to McDonald's and spilling hot coffee on themselves and suing McDonald's because there wasn't a warning label. Bitch, you ordered coffee. And it wasn't iced, so it's gonna be fucking hot. But somehow she was able to get the cash. I don't know how, but I feel like I want to go somewhere and find something with no labels that could hurt me and then get hurt and sue the company and get millions of dollars. It's kind of, I think everybody would want that, but today we're gonna look at the most ridiculous lawsuits of all time. Now, I don't think all of them are the most ridiculous, but the first site we're on is saying the seven most ridiculous lawsuits of all time. So, enough about the chitter-chatter. Let's get in to it. Load. Thank you. The seven most ridiculous lawsuits of all time. Let's-a-go. Man sues Budweiser for failing to help him attract beautiful women. Off to a great start. Budweiser wasn't the first company to use gorgeous and flirtatious women in their ad campaigns. Nor were they the last. After all, sex sells. Espe. I don't know what that means. Cialis for the beer-guzzling American man. Oh, especially. Okay, that makes more sense. It's cut off. Just so it says Espe and then goes down Cialis. It's like two separate words for the beer-guzzling American man. What they may not have planned for, however, was just how convincing their advertising tactics truly were. Well, that's the whole point. You're supposed to make it believable. Okay, well, I guess some is make-believe, but obviously, point is to advertise it, sell the product. Bunch of fucking spiders in my window. It's that time of the year. Sad, lonely Richard Overton filed a lawsuit against Anheuser-Busch in 1991 because despite consuming more and more of their beer in order to lure the attractive women in their ads, failed to make his fantasies of having beautiful women fawn over him a reality. Overton sued Anheuser-Busch, I can't understand that name, for $10,000, claiming to have suffered emotional distress, mental injury, and financial loss. Needless to say, the case was dismissed. Thank God. So, I think that the person who's suing, wrong person, the defendant is the other guy, but anyway, the defendant, I fucking screwed it up again. Point is, it's like, yeah, you know, we're gonna let the person who's suing, he's gonna win. Because I drank that Budweiser too. And I got no bitches. Is it true? I should know this. I've watched a lot of court cases. I don't fucking know. Pennsylvania graduate school student sues teacher over C+ grade.
Here's your reminder. Take a shower.
Thank you. Oh, again.
Here's your reminder. Take a shower.
I will gladly not. I have not changed it. I shower during the day, not at night anymore, but I have yet to change it. C plus grade, man, I had a lot of C plus grades in school. So I could have just sued my teachers? God damn. Oh, I didn't make a sound. Wait, let's see if I can crack. Oh, fucking damn it. Let's see, you've heard of students begging for better grades, offering too late to complete extra credit assignments, and even bribing teachers to raise their scores. But it isn't often that we hear about a student suing over an unsatisfactory grade. Graduate student Megan Thode, well, that's why your last name was Thode. You're definitely triggered all the time, was more than displeased when she discovered that her mediocre C-plus grade would prevent her from getting her intended degree and becoming a licensed therapist. According to Thode's math, this would cost her $1.3 million in lost earnings. This case might ring a bell, as it is currently being heard in Northampton County Court. Oh, it's going on. Oh. Here we go! Here we go! The McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit, of course. We need to hear it more. Americans began to question the judicial system when this infamous case hit national headlines. The incident that led to the lawsuit occurred when McDonald's customer Stella Liebeck spilled coffee in her lap while driving. When the public got wind of the news, the question everybody sardonically asked was, didn't she know the coffee was served hot? But when digging deeper into the case, some might argue that Liebeck had legitimate reasons to sue. Well, legitimate reasons. Well, if you did not say iced coffee, then it's not valid. You can't even say you didn't know it was not iced coffee, because when you grab it, it's hot. And not to mention, it's in a fucking different cup. Like, go to let me look it up. Let's see. McDonald's coffee. No, not coupons. You need a coupon now because it's fucking expensive, goddamn. McDonald's coffee is served in one of those cups with the top and all that. McDonald's iced coffee, okay, is served in more of a glass. Oh no, one of those smoothie things. One of those clear. McDonald's coffee is not served in a clear cup, but those iced coffee is. And also, you would know because if you grab it, it's fucking hot or it's cold. If it's hot, it's not iced coffee. If it is iced coffee, it'd be cold. But it's not, so it's fucking regular coffee. Anyway, let's find out. Liebeck versus McDonald's restaurants was a 1994 product liability case that questioned the scorching temperature of the coffee that was served to her. The normal temperature of coffee is between 130 and 140 degrees, while Liebeck was served between the temperatures of 180 and 190. Okay, maybe this might be something. This caused her to suffer third-degree burns that covered 6% of her body. After much debate, Stella Liebeck was awarded $640,000. Her compensatory damages were reduced by 20% because a jury ruled that her injuries were 20% her fault because she should have known not to have held her coffee in her lap without a lid. She held it in her lap without a lid. Okay, yeah, that she is a bit of an idiot for that. I mean, why would it be that? I'm sorry, what the fuck is this case? Man sues himself. He sues himself. What? Time behind bars can lead inmates to some seriously peculiar ideas. In 1995, inmate Robert Lee Brock from Indian Creek Correctional Center filed a lawsuit against himself for a whopping $5 million for violating his own civil rights. It even says that on there, but it's like, fucking what? What did you say? What did you say, my friend? Sue yourself? Huh? Brock contended that his religion forbids the use of alcohol, and that even so, he made the choice to drink, which led him to commit the crimes that had him sent behind bars in 1993. Breaking and entering and grab larceny. I caused myself to violate my religious beliefs, Brock insisted. He angrily demanded $5 million from himself, but instead that the state should pay it on his behalf because he was warden of the state. As you may guess, the case was swiftly dismissed. How the fuck did he think it would work? It wasn't just drinking, he was fucking high. Because how would you even be able to think that would work? God damn, the fucking bushes are growing. As well as the trees. That's what May does to you, you know? That's what nearly summer. Everything's blooming. The beautiness of spring. A $10 cleaning bill turns into a $67 million civil lawsuit. Oh my god. Hold on. What the fuck? Holy shit. $67 million. What the hell? For fucking $10 dry cleaning. God damn. Okay. Let's see what happens. Sure, we've all had our issues with customer service, but who knew that the phrase satisfaction guaranteed could encourage a multi-million dollar legal battle? In May 2005, Roy L. Pearson was preparing to begin his new job as administrative judge and was looking forward to spotting a nice suit for his first day at work. He brought a pair of pants to a dry cleaner for alterations and they went missing. Pearson first demanded $1,150 for an entire brand new suit, rather than just the pants. The chungs... The chungs, really? Oh, come on, that's like, this is Family Guy shit? What the hell? Oh, my. The chunks. Why does it have to be the chunks? Why can't this all this racist shit? Okay. First offered $3,000 and then $4,000 and finally $12,000 for the missing suit. But Pearson continued to push the envelope. They offered $12,000. I'd take 12 grand. You out of your mind? 2 years later, Pearson decided on a nice round number. The explanation of the $67 million he chose to sue for included emotional damages, legal fees, although he represented himself, 10 years of car rental fees so that he could frequent another dry cleaner, and the $395 value of the pants themselves. Pearson not only lost the case, he was required to pay the dividends, legal fees, and a judicial panel recommended that Pearson not receive a 10-year term on the bench. Who would have thought that is what happened? Who would have thought that it would be? Who would have thought you? That was not... Oh man, my ear is itchy. Who would have... Why the fuck? How does that add up to $67 million? Explain to me how that even remotely adds up to $67 million. Man sues Michael Jordan for facial resemblance. Okay. We thought everybody wanted to be like Mike, but a bizarre 2006 case Portland man Alan Heckbird proved us wrong. Heckbird filed a lawsuit against Michael Jordan and Nike founder Phil Knight for a combined $832 million. $832 million, but just looking like him. Half of the amount, $460 million, was aimed at Jordan simply for having similar facial features, while the other $460 million was aimed at Nike for turning Jordan into the recognizable figure that he is. Hackett had been mistaken for the NBA superstar for the last 15 years and had grown tired of it. Hackett told the court that Jordan caused him emotional pain and suffering. What? What? I don't know if you hear this, but I'm just moving in my chair because, like, what? You had emotional pain and suffering because you look like Michael Jordan? Mate, I would love to look like a fucking celebrity. Are you out of your mind? If I got recognized for a person I'm not, I mean, kind of sad because I'm trying to be a good podcaster, but I mean, that'd still be cool to say, oh, you're that famous dude. But like, no, but that's cool that I resemble him. I don't see the emotional pain. I mean, what's he doing? Didn't say what he was doing. Hackett eventually dropped the suit. Yeah, because he fucking knew he wasn't gonna win. Oh my god. High school student sues for being woken up in class. We can sue our teachers. Everybody go sue your teachers. Because apparently we can do that. In 2008, a sleepy 16-year-old Connecticut... My state! My state! Of course! Where is it? Oh, where is it? It doesn't say where he... Oh, Danbury High School. I've been to Danbury. Haven't been anywhere near there. Okay. Vinicius Robacha dozed off during class and was awoken when his math teacher, Melissa Nadeau, smacked her palm down on his desk. The student's parents decided to sue Danbury High School, the Connecticut Board of Education, and the city of Danbury on his behalf, claiming that Vinicius suffered severe injuries to his left eardrum. The case was dismissed and Vinicius has been mocked by his fellow students ever since. How old is this? This has been, I said 2008. He's 16. He would be... I don't know. Okay. I don't know. He'd be 20-something right now. So, we're good with that. He's mocked by his own students, and it's in Danbury, my fucking home state. Of course. But it doesn't sound like it's the kid who sued. It sounded like it was the parents that sued. Well, that's it for that. Moving on to the next. These are 25 of the weirdest, silliest, and frivolous lawsuits. $1 per week for 52 weeks. Oh, someone in the chat. Man, I love Joe Biden. Good for you, my friend. Good for you. Remember Stella Liebert? Yeah, we got that. Let's go to another tax season. I don't want to see tax season. Give me a fucking good... Here we go. Man wants to legally change his age. Where's the suing? Okay. A 69-year-old Dutchman wanted to legally change his age in order to avoid ageism. Emily Rattleband. Amy Rattleband. She's a Rattleband. Rattle. Let's go. Claimed he felt discriminated against because his real age was affecting his job prospects as well as his chances of success on Tinder. Hey, ladies. I'm not 69 years old. I'm 5. Come get me. Oh, no. Yes. Oh, yeah. I saw him. I know he looked old, but his age, he said he was 5. Wait, that's not good. I don't know. I said 5. I'm sure an old person would want to try that. 25. I'm sure he would. I mean, I know he looks 69, but he is 25. It's what his age is. His age is 25, so I gotta believe that.
Yeah, that's. I was able to legally change my name and my age. So I'm Bob, the 25-year-old. And I'm not Dutch. I can't do a Dutch accent. A popular dating app, of course. The judge explained that many rights and obligations are age-based, and that changing his legal age could cause many complications. Woman shocked jelly beans contain sugar. Oh, wait a minute. We need to go the year for the first one. Year is 2018, and the result is the plaintiff lost. Of course. Woman shocked that the jelly beans contain sugar. The year 2017, and the result was the case was dismissed. Sugar has 61 different names, so it stands to reason that some people may not recognize the ingredient when reading nutrition labels. This happened to a California woman, of course, California, who sued jelly beans maker Jelly Belly. Jelly Belly. I got a jelly belly, boys! For using the term evaporated cane juice instead of the word sugar in its jelly beans food label. Jessica Gomez in San Bernardino County alleged fraud, claiming the company was misleading consumers about how much sugar the snack actually contained, even though the total grams of sugar per serving was clearly displayed. The case was dismissed. Man sues date for being on a phone. What? Year's 2017 lawsuit is dropped. Wouldn't imagine. I thought it would go, and I thought that the man would win. Many people have a story about a date gone wrong, but most would forget about the whole ordeal as soon as it was over. A 37-year-old from Austin, Texas, however, could not let go of his bad experience and sued his date. He was so offended that his date spent the time they were at the movies watching Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 texting on her phone. He claimed her behavior was breaking theater rules and affected his movie-watching experience. She agreed to pay him the $17.31 for her cinema ticket if he left her phone alone. Soon after, he withdrew the lawsuit. Well, no shit. Fuck, you thought you were gonna win? Footlong sandwich is not a footlong, of course. Yeah, 2016, case was settled. Start in 2013 when a teenager measured his Subway footlong sandwich. It turned out to be only 11 inches. Oh my god. An inch too short? Fast forward 3 years, and the company was settling a class action lawsuit in court, promising to make its rolls 12 inches. The only people to benefit from the lawsuit were the attorneys, who were about to receive $520,000 in fees. Holy shit. The judge agreed with activist and legal writer Theodore Frank that this was not fair and dismissed the settlement and the entire case. You said case was settled. You said case was settled. But now you're saying that it was dropped. Goddamn. Empty space in Junior Mint's boxes. 2018, case dismissed. Good. Mayola Daniel and Abel Duran of New York and Trakeela Perkins from Mississippi believe Tootsie Roll Industry Inc. tricked people by underfilling Junior Mints. Oh my god. Not the Junior Mints! They sued the company because more than a third of the mint's box was empty. How dare they? Am I... Abel, can you sue the Lay's company next? They got some air in them. Sue Lay's next! The judge who dismissed the case wrote in a 44-page decision that a reasonable customer can expect some empty space. No, we do not want empty spaces! We want food! Customers disappointed that Red Bull did not energize them. They had me in the first half. Because I think you all know why. Oh, that would have been funny, though. I drank this Red Bull, and it did not give me wings. I want $1 billion in my lawsuit because I was expecting wings. I sold the house and created a nest in the trees, but I did not get my wings, so I cannot reach it. I demand my money.
It was in 2016, and it was settled out of court.
What?
Red Bull's famous slogan, Red Bull gives you wings, got the company in some trouble. A class action lawsuit accused the company of having misleading ads and making false claims. If you believe it, then that's your own fault, really. Plaintiffs said the energy drink did not give people wings. Fucker! Of course, it wouldn't give you wings. Why the fuck would it give you wings? It doesn't make sense. Well, how the fuck does that even work? Even figuratively speaking, that is, they didn't feel energized. See, that part at least makes some bit of sense. But the, you know, I drank the Red Bull. It did not give me wings. I was very triggered. It's funny to do a woman voice. They said the company lacked evidence to claim the beverage could improve one's focus. Red Bull settled out of court and agreed to pay $640,000. Well, they're a big billion-dollar company, so $640,000 is not that much money to them. But still, people got $640,000. Or some amount of money from it. Is firefighters' fear of fire a disability?
A what?
Yeah, 2014, and the plaintiff lost. I don't even know what the fuck they were suing about. Cheyenne Prolo from the Houston Fire Department is afraid of fire.
What the fuck?
Hold on. You are a firefighter. And you're afraid of fire. Why the fuck are you a firefighter? What? Hey guys, we gotta go, there's a fire! There's a fire! No! I don't wanna go to the fire! Dude, you're a fucking firefighter, come on! I don't like fire! Why the fuck are you here then? Why the fuck are you a firefighter if you hate fire?
He was reassigned to an office position so he would not have to come in direct contact with what scared him.
But he wanted to remain in his former job in the fire suppression unit.
Well,
he claimed his fear was a disability and that he was discriminated against because of his disability. His case made it to the Texas Supreme Court, which ruled there was no evidence Prolo was discriminated against on account of a disability.
Shit.
How about don't become a firefighter? That's better than to do that shit. Kidnapper sues hostages for escaping.
What?
2012, lawsuit dismissed. Jesse Dimmick, a fugitive facing a murder charge, kidnapped a Kansas couple in September 2009. At some point, he fell asleep and they escaped. They sued Dimmick for over $75,000 in damages.
Only $75,000? You got kidnapped!
Asked for more. His response was to countersue for breach of contract.
What?
He claimed he and the couple had a legally binding oral arrangement for them to hide him from the police. His case was dismissed. Same price for a burger with and without cheese. Year 2018 result was lawsuit dismissed. Two McDonald's customers, of course McDonald's, from Florida, of course Florida, sued the fast food chain for $5 million because they were made to pay for a quarter pounder sandwich without cheese, the same price as the sandwich with cheese. The difference is about 30 cents.
You had to pay the same! Even though it's 30 cents! Oh no!
A judge dismissed the case with prejudice, which means they can't file the suit again. The basis for the dismissal was that the plaintiffs could not prove the price they had to pay caused them any harm. Husband sues wife over ugly baby.
Ma'am, honey, your baby's very ugly. I don't want that child in my world. I'ma sue you, okay? Just to let this go all by, you know. I know we're going through some tough time, but I just want to sue you because the baby is just so ugly.
Boy meets a pretty girl, boy marries the girl, they have kids. One similar tale did not have such a happy ending, however. Giant Fang from China saw his newborn daughter, who he said was incredibly ugly, and did not look like either parent. He accused his wife of cheating on him. If he didn't look like, if his daughter, if she didn't look like either parent, then how the fuck, I don't know. At that point, she admitted that she had several plastic surgeries before they had met. Okay, that makes more sense. He sued on the grounds of false pretenses, claiming she misled him by hiding a cosmetic history. He won the case? And his wife was made to pay him more than $120,000? We got a winner! I didn't see that. It looked like you said plaintiff lost, because I expected that. Oh, we got the plaintiff won for having an ugly baby. Props to that man. He got his cash. What the fuck? What the fuck did I just read? Woman blames scary poster on falling. What? Yeah, 2015 result plaintiff lost. A woman from New York said she fell down the stairs at the Grand Central Subway station, injuring her foot and ankle after seeing an oversized scary poster for the popular Showtime series Dexter. I've never heard of it, so it's not popular. The poster showed the face of the main character under plastic wrap with his eyes open. She claimed it was disturbing, provocative, as I got at the end, shocking and fear-inducing. The judge disagreed, dismissing the case, saying the network was under no obligation to maintain the stairs at the station or that it created a dangerous condition. How much of this is left? Oh, not that much. Oh. Is there not that much? Yeah, we're getting through it. We're gonna finish. Let's go. Drinking beer does not make fantasies come true. I think we saw this. Anheuser Busch paid $10,000 for false advertising, claimed the beer ad didn't get him. Man, my ear is itchy. Sorry for the sound of the headphones. I've got an itchy ear. Hope there's no spider in it. Oh, I saw that once. A spider in someone's ear? No. Okay, yeah, he said a little spider, basically. Lawsuit over using just 75% of lip balm tomb. Okay, well, I don't get it. Well, let's look and see what he's gonna say, or she. Let's hope it's she. Yeah, 2016, and the result was the case dismissed. You can't get the last bit of lip balm out of the tube unless you scrape it out. While this has been true since lip balms have been sold in tubes, a California woman filed a lawsuit alleging consumers were conned into thinking they could reach the bottom with their lips when they can actually use just about 75% of the products. The court disagreed that Fresh Ink, the company being sued, tried to lie about the real quantity of its lip balm, and that a reasonable consumer understands how such dispenser tubes work. Man sues Michael Jordan, we know that one, of course, lawsuit dropped. Oh, it was 2006. It's better to be in the 90s. Man sues himself for $5 million. Too much ice in Starbucks drinks. There we go. Yeah, 2016, result case dismissed. California resident Alexander threatened a class action against Starbucks, saying customers who ordered cold drinks from the beverage giant received less liquid in their cups than advertised because of too much ice. A district judge put the case on ice. On ice. He ruled that even kids know an ice in a cup reduces the amount of liquid they get, and customers can also clearly see the amount of ice in a clear cup and ask for less ice. Exactly. You idiot. Man claims Uber driver ruined his marriage. Oh no. The year's 2017 and the result is unknown. The fuck does that even mean, unknown? A French businessman sued Uber for $48 million, claiming that a flaw in the ride-sharing company's app played a role in the dissolution of his marriage. The businessman said he borrowed his wife's cell phone and used it to log on to the Uber app. He claimed a glitch in the app caused it to continue to send notifications of his whereabouts to his wife's phone, even after he logged off. And apparently some of his movements caused a problem with the wife, and their marriage ended in divorce.
Well, whose fault is that?
You. Result is unknown. Banks, Bitcoin, bond funds. Oh, that's an ad.
That was an ad. It looked like it was highlighted. It's highlighted.
Okay, mom confiscates son's phone. Year 2017. Result, plaintiff lost. Oh, damn it. I was going to be like, I'm going to sue my mom. She stole my phone and all my electronics when I was a kid. She gave them back eventually, but I could sue her for it. A 15-year-old boy in Spain sued his mother, claiming he was mistreated after she took his cell phone to try and get him to study. He also sought jail time for his mom.
Jail time? Sorry, that was just a late reaction. Wait, jail time? You wanted to throw your mom in jail because she took your electronics? I mean, I was mad at my mom for doing that, but goddamn, I wasn't saying, oh, I'm going to throw her in prison. Hell no.
And jail time for his mom and reimbursement for his legal expenses. A judge ruled in favor of the mother, saying she was within her rights and acted responsibly to get her son to crack the books.
What? Oh, and he's 15. I'm sure I don't know what the rules are in Spain, but I'm sure that mother kicked his son out immediately. I mean, fucking threatened jail time. All that for a fucking phone? Again, I was pissed when my mom took my phone away for that shit, but I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm gonna throw her in jail.
No trespassers sue property owners. 2002.
And what the fuck? He won? He won!
A federal jury awarded two men a total of $24 million?
$24 million?
For getting severely burned by electrical wires when they were teenagers trespassing on railroad property in Lanchester, Pennsylvania. Oh.
Well, actually, this isn't what I thought. I thought it was like property owners, some like homeowners. You live in a house. And maybe they tripped and fell down the stairs. I was like, oh, I'm going to sue them for damages. But this is a rail company. But still, trespassing railroad property. Oh, yeah. In 2002, attorneys for Amtrak and Norfolk Southern Corp. claimed the two men, age 17 at the time of the accident, were old enough to know that they were putting themselves in danger. The plaintiff's lawyer, while conceding his clients were trespassers, said the property owners were still responsible. Jeez. There's another one. Man sues dry cleaners for breaking satisfaction. We already know that. City of Batman versus superhero Batman. What? 2008. And the lawsuit was never filed. Holy litigation. Oh, no. Oh, wait. There's an explanation marks. Really? Let me do that again. Holy litigation. In a story worthy of Gotham City tabloids, the mayor of Batman, the name of an oil-producing company in southeastern Turkey, oh, that makes sense, said he would sue Warner Brothers and movie director Christopher Nolan for using the name of the Turkish city without permission for the film The Dark Knight. The city's mayor, Hüseyin Kalkan, wanted compensation from the movie's royalties, claiming the movie's success had negative psychological effects on the city's residents and hurt local businesses trying to register in other countries. The lawsuit, however, was actually never filed. How the fuck does that negatively affect? I don't get how half of these would negatively impact someone. Like, I don't understand the negative impact in any of the. Oh, man. Oh, I just ate a lot of food. I don't get a lot of these that have negative impacts. I've never seen why. I've never seen how as well. Sleeping student sues teacher for waking him up. We already know that. Woman sues for false weather prediction. I'm gonna get my brother, because I now know he can... My brother can sue them. My brother always says that the weather is always wrong and they should get fired. Well, now you can apparently sue them for false weather predictions. The result apparently was settled out of court. So it was settled. A woman from the Israeli city... Oh, maybe you could do it in America since we are the most popular place for suing. Sued well-known television weatherman Danny Rupp for a false weather forecast. Rupp had predicted sunny weather and it rained. Based on the forecast, she left the house unprepared for the inclement weather, took ill and missed work. She claimed the woman said Rupp forecasts were legally binding. She won $1,000 in an out-of-court settlement and got an apology from the weatherman. Oh my god, I'm going to tell this to my brother. He can sue somebody. Student sues for a plot. Hold on. Sorry, but I'm not going to remember that. We all here know that the host of this show, me, T-Bone, has a absolutely terrible, super-duper-duper shit memory. I have a shit memory, so I'm not going to remember. Suing just for the weather and winning. Student sues for A+. I think we saw this. No, this is different. I think. Brian De... Well, we'll see. 2003 plaintiff lost. Brian Delecta was a senior at Memphis High School in Michigan and believed his work experience as a paralegal in his mother's law office for one of his classes merited an A+ instead of an A. His family sued to raise the grade to an A+, which would have made him valedictorian of his class. The suit also asked that publication of class rankings be blocked until the case was settled. The plaintiff lost. No shit. Aww, is that it? We've got 20 minutes. Maybe I should find a couple more. 5 most bizarre court cases in history. We'll find it. Well, we gotta do more, mate. Trina Thompson versus Monroe College. Yes! I don't edit. So you gotta suffer. Chapstick? We got some more. In 2009, Trina Thompson sued Monroe College for $72,000 because she couldn't find a job after graduating. I went to school. Doing this for a job. Not yet, but I will. I'm planning to make it be doing for a job. So does that mean I could sue my school? I might think about it. No, but that's fun. That's funny. She sought $70,000, or was it $70,000 or $72,000, to reimburse her for the full cost of her tuition plus $2,000 for the stress she endured during her 3-month job search. She alleged Monroe's College Office of Career Advancement did not try hard enough to help her find a full-time employment after she completed her studies. Thompson lost her case, of course. Chambers versus God lawsuit. Okay. Nebraska Senator and activist Ernie Chambers made headlines news when he filed a lawsuit against God for widespread death, destruction, and terrorization of millions upon millions of the Earth's inhabitants. What? Chambers filed the suit to show the importance of citizens being able to bring any complaint before a court of law. The case was dismissed because God did not have an address and could not be served with legal notice of the child. Let's put this in. Just tell me where his address is, and we'll get everything sorted out. He has no address. He has no address. You can't do it. Coffee company on ice. Yes, Seattle-based coffee company. He alleged the company was cheating on his customers on coffee they paid for by overfilling cups with ice. Yeah, they know. Cosmetic company twisted up over lip balm. Possibly use the last bit of lip balm. Woman sues government over nacho cheese. Yes, baby. In November 2017, a Wichita Falls, Texas woman sued the federal government for $95,000 in 2015. An Air Force Base employee allegedly spilled hot nacho cheese on her finger, causing permanent injuries to her finger that affected her ability to work. She did eventually lose her employment. The suit is ongoing. The lawsuit is ongoing. This list provides some insight into the variety of suits that come in and out of America's court system. Oh, this is another. This is just the end. No complaint is too small or too bizarre. That's it? No. We gotta find more. Let's go to 8. 8 hilarious but true. Favorite pants. We've got favorite pants. Beware of killer whales. There we go. In 1999, Daniel Dukes tragically died. Oh no. While trying to achieve his lifelong dream of swimming with a whale. He hid himself from the SeaWorld security guards and was killed by an orca whale after the park closed. Well, that's fucking... Well, that's his fault, mate. Daniel's parents filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit against SeaWorld for failure to display public signs warnings of dangers which whales can cause to humans. Let's see... Killer whale! I think the name of a whale gives you enough warning that it's gonna kill you. Especially if you're not one of the trainers. And even then, a trainer has gotten killed by an orca whale in SeaWorld. So if you're just a random fucker, what do you expect the whales to do? Oh my god. The suit was quietly dropped later with no explanation for the family's change of heart. The change of heart was that they knew it wasn't gonna fucking work. When Trina... Okay, yeah, $272,000... Drunken identity. Okay. In 1991, Richard Opportune sued Anheuser Busch for $10,000. Yeah. I thought I missed something else. Yeah. Okay. $10,000 again. Costly breakup. Come on. Be something else. In 2011, Melissa Cooper was awarded $50,000 after she sued Christopher Kelly, her former fiancé and father and one of her relationship, for fraud and breach of promise. Kelly gave Cooper a ring in 2004. After a 10-year relationship, he broke off their engagement for another woman. What? Was the engagement for 10 years? Or just broke up the engagement? Like, I don't know. Kelly argued that the $10,000 engagement ring he'd given Cooper was not a promise of marriage. However, his argument did not hold up in court. Oh, she won. Okay, that makes sense. That is good. Waiting on a train. In 2008, an Illinois woman, Gayan Zokrobov, 58, tried to sue the estate of Hiroyuki Joho, 18, an unfortunate victim of a train accident. Oh, man. While attempting to catch an inbound metro train, Joho ran across the tracks and was struck by an Amtrak train traveling 70 miles per hour. What the fuck do you expect? Why do people do that when a train's coming? Wait until the train's passed, at least. Portions of the victim's deceased body struck Zogorov as he waited on a nearby train platform, injuring his shoulder, wrist, and leg. The lower court judge dismissed the morbidly bizarre case, stating that the young man could not have predicted where his body would strike because he was dead. An appeals court later disagreed and said that it was reasonably foreseeable that a high speed could kill Joho and send his flying body parts into cracks of waiting passage. I'm sorry, but he chose that fate. No name, no game. Some people go to treat lengths to look like their favorite celebrity. However, I'll never pick out of Portland. Fucking damn it. Come on, find me some babies. That did not sound right. Bubbles aren't always fun. That doesn't sound like anything we've seen. Early on the morning of July 7, 2001, a prankster dumped detergent into Canal Park's Fountain of Wind in Duluth, Minnesota, creating a mountain of bubbles. That's funny. We're obsessed with finding answers as you are. No. Creating a mountain of bubbles, that is funny. Several hours later, passing Kathy Kelly, walked into the suds and slipped onto the fountain. sustaining a lacerating to her left lower shin. Ooh. Due to a diabetes, the cut later became infected, resulting in $43,000 in medical expenses. Kelly sued the city because it had not cleaned up the suds or posted warning signs, despite the fact that municipal workers have received a call concerning the hazard some 4 hours earlier. In March 2004, a jury found the city 17% responsible and Kelly 30% responsible for the injury. How? Awarding a $125,000 to the plaintiff, the fountain is now encircled by a railing. What was this? No job, no problem. And employment sued for $70,000, of course. Trespass at owner's risk, yeah, jeopardy. By Amtrak, and fucking shocked, don't blame me. She met, okay, I've read nothing about a sports grill. In 2009, 20-year-old Chelsea has met some friends at a sports grill in Bluffton, South Carolina, and was served alcohol even though she was not 21. The legal drinking age in the state intoxicated, she drove away from the restaurant just after 1 a.m., okay, this kind of that is the sports grill's fault. Soon lost control of a car rolling out the road. Hess, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was thrown 20 feet. Whoa. Sustaining serious injuries that caused her to become paraplegic. Damn. Instead of taking responsibilities for action, Hess filed a lawsuit against the sports grill and South Carolina Department of Transportation in December 2011. She accused the sports grill of negligence for selling her the alcoholic beverage without first verifying her age and ensuring that she was not allegedly inebriated. Hess also blames SCDOT, claiming that a defect in the shoulder caused her to flip a 2000 Mitsubishi. The department's failure to maintain the shoulder on a mark on damaged area, according to the lawsuit, amounted to negligence. In response, SCDOT responded that any injuries and or damages sustained by the plaintiff were due and caused by the sole negligent, grossly negligent, reckless, careless, needless, heedless, while willful and wanton acts and or omissions of plaintiff. Whew, look-alike was fingered as a scam. What? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. In 2009, Anna Ayala filed a claim against a Wendy's franchise owner in San Jose, California, asserting that she had found a fingertip in a bowl of chili. Must be my dad's fingertip because he's cut that off recently. The bad publicity that resulted the cost... The fast food chain approximately $20 million in lost sales and cut business at some Northern California locations by as much as 50%. But authorities found no evidence of missing fingers at the accused restaurant area once along Wendy's supply chain. Suspicion soon turned on Ayala, who was eventually arrested and found guilty of attempting to extort money from Wendy's. She served 4 years of a 9-year sentence and, as a condition of her probation, was banned from ever returning to the restaurant that she had sued. And where did the finger come from? It was traced to Brian Roster, a co-worker of Ayala's husband, who lost it in a work accident and gave it to the couple to settle a $100 bet? What? Hey, yo, dude, $100 bet? Give me your fingertip. What? No good deed goes unpunished. On July 31st, 2004, Colorado teens Taylor... Okay. Ostergaard... and Lindsay Zeliti decided to stay home from a dance and bake cookies from their neighbors, wishing for their good deeds to remain anonymous. The girls knocked on the doors of nearby houses and ran away, leaving packages with art-shaped gift bags that read, "Have a great night" from the T&L Club. At 10:30 p.m., the girls visited the home of Juanita Rain Young. Startled by the shadowy figures on her doorstep, the 49-year-old woman called the police, who arrived to find nothing to suggest that a crime had been committed. Still, the experience reportedly gave a young an anxiety attack, and she was admitted to the hospital the following day. Ooh. Ostergaard and Zilli apologized to Young, and their families even offered to pay her medical bills. But instead of forgiving the well-intended teens, the disgruntled woman sued them. A Durango judge awarded Young almost $900 for medical expenses, but denied a demand for nearly $3,000 in punitive damages, including lost wages and new motion-sensor lights for the porch. When ruling made national headlines, Ostergaard and Zeletti received donations from across the United States to help pay their fine. Oh, good. Good for them. I mean, damn, wait. So, what happened? 10:30 p.m. The girls visit a home, startled by the shadowy figures on a doorstep. 49-year-old woman called the police. Okay. But how does that even... I don't fucking know. I have an itchy ear. If anyone's hearing that, you can hear that. I don't know. Nice try. Okay, I've never been a... Okay, no, he sued himself for 4 million. Coffee. Lots of more information. I think we've had it. That's the T-Bone Zone. I hope you all enjoyed, of course, something new. We have new content, of course. Monday episode, I know. I enjoy this. I'm enjoying the new schedule that I have. It is fun. I can't wait to do a lot more. I nearly threw up right there. I had mac and cheese and I had dessert. Brownie and fucking ice cream. So, apologies for that. Anyway, yes, that's exactly what's happening. 3 episodes every week, Monday to Wednesday and Friday. It is a lot of fun now that I'm going to be doing this. I hope you all enjoyed this. It'll be regular scheduled Wednesday episode, but something will be different from Friday. I just didn't really have an idea because this was all new last week, so I did another Wednesday episode for Friday. But something new will be on Friday, but of course we'll always have our Wednesday episodes. So take care. He burped a lot, but very loud. I hope you guys heard that. Take care, and I'll see you on Wednesday.